Now we've reached out to the Hawk spokesperson, Brigadier Hangwane Mulaudzi, who informed us that he can't speak because the investigation is currently underway. We've also reached out to the mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, Mayor Mongamele Bobani, but he hasn't responded to our texts or calls. So we are speaking to the leader of the United Democratic Movement, General Bantu Holomisa. General Holomisa, thank you very much for making yourself available. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Karima. You guys in the media, you always reach Holomisa anytime, day and night.
We are very grateful that you are such an accessible politician.
Since 1987, when I opted to topple a government, so I've never rested. But
well, let's
But I'm ready. I'm ready to answer a question.
No, that's absolutely fine. as the leader of the United Democratic Movement, are you concerned that there is now a big cloud over Mr. Bobani's head, considering the fights that have gone on and the fact that the residents of the Nelson Mandela Metro has actually been at the receiving end of this internal conflict in the coalition government? And does it worry you that your mayor is being investigated for alleged fraud involving hundreds and thousands of rands?
Firstly, let's talk procedural issues. Because the accusation which were carried by Herald are still yet to be submitted to the NPA, who will decide whether there is a prima facie or otherwise. Now, I'll confine myself to procedural issues. When we had this day before yesterday, we asked Bobani to say, what is going on here? Did you do it or not? You know about this? He said, a big no, General. And then I asked him again, I think about three times. And then I said, all right, we are going to ask the national, what do you call it, the Hawks, firstly, as to whether it is true that they are investigating officer has leaked the information to the media, even before it went to the NPA.
Just before we go into the rest of the procedural issues, General, can I just ask you, you said you asked Mr. Bobani three times if he was involved,
He
said no. Do you believe him?
No, it's not a question of believing who. If that issue would be decided by the court.
No, of course I know that is due process, but as a political leader who has the a member as the mayor, do you believe in his integrity? Do you believe him when he says he's not involved?
You believe him, you give him a benefit of the doubt, but if you know the administration, how it works, you have seen people denying, like former president. At the end of the day, they say, I apologize. But we made it a point that I want to hear from him directly. But let me brief you what happened then. On Monday, in our daily management committee, which we always meet in Pretoria. Our daily management committee is composed of Deputy President Madam Zikwangwa, myself, Treasurer General Mrs. Nontenja, who also chairs SCOPA in Johannesburg, in the Johannesburg Metro Coalition Government, Mrs. Tandi Nontenja, Secretary General Bongani Msomi, and our national organizer Bongani Penyane, and our administrator, Yanifa Vafinias,
yes,
we discussed the Herald article and resolved to ask Bobani to submit a printout, right, of his own bank statements covering the period under review from April, I think 2014 or 2015, and so on. And Bobani, yesterday, approached his bank manager for a printout covering the said period. And today he has briefed us.
Yes.
That the manager is going to give him his printout of bank statements by tomorrow. So we agree with, you will agree with me that we are at a stage of procedural issues. But what we expect to do once we get that bank statement printout, I'll ask our deputy president, who is a banker by his career and who has also been in charge of a corporate division during his early age in the bank, in a particular bank, to comb through those statements, right? And then he will take Herald has published on such and such a day, that those timelines which were published. And then if we found that indeed a particular transfer of an amount of X as reported by Herald was appearing on Bobani's bank statement, automatically we will have to call Bobani to order to say to him, an internal inquiry is underway. Therefore, in the interest of the public and the party, you will have to step aside. So those bank statements, we are waiting for them tomorrow, to receive them tomorrow from Bobani.
So if I understand you...
Wait. We will even ask Bobani to have his own press conference to say, Herald on this particular day said A, B, C, D, E. And I said, I deny that. He said so publicly. In order to convince the people of South Africa that I deny that, here is a proof of my bank statements. So the onus, therefore, will be now on Herald as well as the Hawks. But we are not going to interfere with the investigation of Hawks, but we are here to say, is this a genuine investigation or a propaganda or a conspiracy to discredit the integrity of this person? If this happened in 2014, why now?
Yes.
When Bobani has suddenly has assumed the position of being a mayor.
General Hulamisa, I gave you a lot of time to speak and to raise all the issues. Because we're supposed to have an interview, not a dialogue. The fact that
I was giving you the background.
No, I appreciate the background. Thank you very much. Let me get to my question. The point is, if Mr. Bobani comes with his bank statements, it doesn't mean necessarily that he didn't receive the money. We know that the way money laundering works is nobody gets paid directly. The money gets routed and rerouted and rerouted through cousins and family members. We've seen it in the VBS matter and so on. So the first step is a very good thing to do, which is to get bank statements. But wouldn't it be more accurate to subject Mr. Bobani to a lifestyle audit to see whether he lives the life that he can actually afford. Because the bank statements alone is not going to tell you much. I mean, if you work with any forensic investigator who works with how money laundering works, they will tell you straight. The money doesn't go from person A to person B. It has a route in which to wash itself clean to get to a person. There are cutouts and all of that. And General Holomisa, you've been in this game long enough, you know this.
You are out of order, with due respect.
How am I out of order, sir?
Let me qualify. Here, I said to you earlier that you are dealing with procedural related issues. The Herald newspaper published the dates of transactions which were transferred from Company X to Bobani's account. So we are saying now, Bobani, please, can you bring us your printout? We want to verify what was published in the newspaper. What you are saying now is a different issue altogether. Because here we are reacting to what was published. If you read the Herald newspaper article, it had timeline. Now we want to verify. If you say you have transferred 200,000 to my account on the 15th of January 2016, then I must check. Did any 300,000 came into that? We are satisfying our internal processes, and we don't want to interfere with what the Hawkins is doing. But that process would lead to us to say, in light of this, we are suspending you, pending the outcome of the judicial processes. So what you are coming up now is a wide open argument.
But it's not an unusual thing to ask.
I'm not writing it off. I'm saying we are reacting to what was published.
No, for sure. I mean, the normal reaction would be to go to the newspapers and say, okay, show us the proof, because you have written this. So that's one way of also doing it. And then Mr. Bobani can, of course, also give his bank statements. But let's take a call, General Holomisa, from Andrew in Centurion. He's got a question for you. Andrew, good evening. Welcome to the program. What is your question to the general?
I just wanted to ask the general, please, I mean, this issue of asking for bank statements, how do you investigate your own? Get an independent person to do these investigations so that they are credible. Because we as the general public are tired, because you'll find nothing, but then other people will find that the word deposit. And as Karima stated, money laundering happens in many different ways. It's a very complex process, and it's experts to do these things. And there might be no money deposited directly into his account. So for you to have this process credible, please, can you do it independently and not yourself? Because you don't have the expertise to be able to cut this money down. Thank you.
Mr. Holomisa?
In responding to the question from the last speaker, the scope, the Hawks, the MPA, I think they are independent enough to do that work, but we, as a political party, we are accountable to the public. We have to tell them, what steps did you take when you hear this? So we don't want to interfere with the Hawks investigation. But what we are doing now is for our own internal consumption. So if the Hawks come up, or the Herald come up with a different version, that would also be part of promoting checks and balances, which would fit in answering the question which was just posed to me. But
all right,
this one is for you, DM.
Okay, Mr. Hulumisa, thank you very much for making yourself available. Much appreciated. That is the president of the United Democratic Movement, General Bantu Hulumisa, speaking, of course, of an ongoing investigation by the Hawks into the conduct of the mayor. And, of course, there's a lot of conflicting ideas about how we are able to get to the bottom of this. The Hawks unable to speak with us because it's an active investigation.